We'll all agree that there's not enough bars owned by country singers downtown.
Yeah, there should be some.
Yeah, there's going to be a new one. Kane Brown has a place that's opening on June 18th. So
this is one of those things where I go, didn't he already have one?
Exactly.
I thought they all did.
What would the world be like if women disappeared for 24 hours? There were no women on the planet for 24 hours.
Just
what would happen?
Blipped out of existence.
Yes. Kind of like, you know, Thanos snapped his fingers and all the women disappeared.
It's kind of funny because the comments fall into two camps.
Yes.
What do the women say in general?
Mostly, most of the women agree that, Chantel says, I know my husband wouldn't be able to find the mustard or where the paper towels are or his hat. And most of the world would fall apart. Many ladies just put, you know, like gifts of, you know, dumpster fires. That's pretty accurate, I think.
There were a couple of guys that answered differently. They say, you know, what would the world be like if women disappeared for 24 hours? And they said, quiet.
Yes.
I think there would be no conversation at all. Guys would just, I mean, they wouldn't even be talking about the fact that women are gone.
Right.
They'd just be like,
Yeah.
Like that movie Train Dreams, where the guy just never says anything ever. That would be all guys.
Right. Guys can be silent for long, long periods of time.
No things would be discovered.
Yeah.
Nothing would be learned about anybody or anything. You know, like a few couples get together for like a barbecue and maybe the ladies will kind of go off into one room and the guys will go into the garage and then they'll get back into the car. You know, the couple will say like, oh, you know, guess what? I learned, you know, Lydia's having trouble. She's wants to have a baby, but she's having trouble. She's worried because her sister did and blah, blah, blah. And she'll go into like all these great details of all these things she learned about everybody, and she'll go like, what did you learn? Bob got a new drill.
Yeah, he wanted a beer. Yeah, you know, they said
that's
like
it.
Didn't he tell you about how he survived leukemia and now he has like a wooden leg? No, he didn't say anything about that. Guys don't say things about that.
We all just stared at his drill.
Robert says it would be quiet, nothing would change, infrastructure would stay intact, there'll be less HR complaints. Probably no HR at all, really.
I'd love to hear from somebody who works in HR.
Yeah.
Are most of your problems guys? Like, I don't know. Cliche is yes.
Guys are the ones that cause trouble in the office.
Right. They're going to say things that, you know, shouldn't be said, and they're going to be doing things that shouldn't be done. I wonder if it is guys.
Yeah.
Would there be no need for HR departments at all
if women disappeared
for 24 hours?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So many more places, you know, from around the country are opening up in Nashville, you know, in and out. Wawa, a convenience store known for its fresh food, is opening up in Clarksville on June 18th.
Gas station, convenience store. It's kind of like a mini Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Like, not really a Buc-ee's, but somewhere between a regular gas station and a Buc-ee's.
That's
another one
cool.
Coming right next to the opening, next to the one they're building for another In-N-Out in Hermitage.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a In-N-Out Wawa area.
In-N-Out Wawa.
If you talk about the businesses there, people just think you're drunk.
Yeah, In-N-Out Wawa.
In-N-Out Wawa.
The Wawa.
So Nate Borghese wants people to be able to afford to go to the theater again because this has just gotten too expensive. So he's arranged for the movie theaters like AMC and Regal in our area to offer all the tickets to his upcoming movie, The Breadwinner, for the matinee price. No matter what time you go.
That's nice.
So the Nate rate is a special kind of lower ticket price because we want everyone to come out to this movie. Grandparents, grandkids, aunts, uncles, friends, dog, cats, I think will love this movie specifically.
I want to do that. I want to bring my cat.
Nate said it was okay.
Yeah, we got a note. Hey, congratulations to Hannah Harper. She is our American Idol winner this year. A pretty girl who sings country and Western music. Our boy Jordan McCullough from Murfreesboro came in second.
Yeah.
But he still did really well.
He did great, yeah. And she's good.
She's going to be real good.
Can't complain about her at all.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's great talent.
Yeah. So far, so good this morning. Yesterday, of course, a lot of Metro Middle Tennessee schools, the victims of swatting.
Yeah.
As people were calling in fake bomb threats to, like, Smyrna High School, Laverne, Antioch.
With some Williamson County schools. Yeah.
And, you know, there was nothing, but they had to call in bomb threats.
They got to, they had to check for bombs.
Yeah, they have to check.
Nobody
yeah.
had to call yeah. in for yeah. bomb threats.
Yeah, but they, you know, they always have to, you know, take it seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though we know it's idiotic kids doing idiotic things.
Because we know that because we used to be idiotic kids.
I know. I this is nothing new. I mean, maybe it's like the fact that they all happened around the same time seems unusual. But, yeah, this has been going on forever.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling, like, eventually this is never going to be a thing. Like, any 911 is going to be traceable. And, like, people are going to learn you can't get away with it.
Yeah, they're going to find you.
Right.
You know, they're getting better and better at finding you for doing that. Because I remember in high school, you know, a couple times a year at least, we would have, like, bomb threats. And, you know, we'd all kind of roll our eyes and go, okay, we get a free period.
Let's go out to
everybody
the field.
Go outside.
Yeah.
We'll go out to the smoking area.
yeah. yeah, that's it. There's an era where there was a designated smoking area.
For kids.
At your high school. For the kids. But you had to have a note.
Yeah.
Mom said it was
cool.
Mom
says okay for me to smoke. She wanted me to pick up a carton of Marlboros at Kroger on my way home.
I know. I there was one guy I knew, and this is terrible. I am not recommending this.
Yes.
But I just remember shaking my head every time. Like, we'd be like, hey, we'll be out, you know, hey, let's meet for bowling at midnight, you know, on a Saturday night. And then, like, one of the guys we knew and hang out in our group would show up, and we're like, Mike, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be working at the grocery store stocking shelves? Yeah, I didn't want to go, so I phoned in a bomb threat.
Oh, God.
I showed up, and there was police cars out front. They told me to go home. So here I am. That's so wrong.
It is wrong.
But it happened.
Yeah. all the things that we used to do would make the news now.
I know.
So, yeah.
And everybody, eventually, they get caught nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
They get caught. But pretty soon, there's going to be some kind of thing where, you know, like, I don't know, they're going to know exactly who's phoning it in.
And
if you're under 18, I don't know, you're going to glow until the cops come pick you up.
The Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
This is an amazing story of a bond that lasted for 22 years and still going. In 2004, a Colorado Springs firefighter first responder named Alan Kent got an emergency call about somebody in labor.
So as we approached the scene, we got out, we heard Stacy upstairs screaming. And I was like, I think we're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And so he assisted. She was very, very pregnant, about to deliver, and he helped deliver a little girl named Chloe.
Alan was the first person to hold me, and we've had a special bond ever since.
And ever since, she came by the fire department with the baby after she was old enough. And every year on her birthday, they celebrate at the fire station.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, they have a great party. All the firefighters are just, you know, big fans of her. And, of course, Alan, who delivered her, he retired. But then he drove 800 miles to see her graduate from college.
Wow.
You know, since I'm retired, I got a little bit of time. But even if I wasn't retired, I wouldn't miss this.
I mean, that's a bond that's lasted a lifetime, 22 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I love that story.
Having an extra dad, kind of, you know? Oh, that's so cool. If you want to see the story and watch the video, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook pages, or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. My wife has always told me, the comedy lives in the comments section.
Okay.
And so she shared this with me last night. And if those of you that think my wife is super classy, occasionally she can just get downright silly. And she showed me this post, and I don't know if it's true. I know we have, like, new telescopes up in the sky,
yes.
But it's supposedly a new planet that they've discovered, that they can see now with these telescopes. And Woody, it's up on the screen here in the studio. It is a.
I've seen people post this.
It is a planet that has a kind of a pink fleshy color, and it's round, obviously, and it has a like a brown spot on the planet, and then there's like a little protuberance in the middle of the brown spot.
It has a look like maybe it's half of Dolly Parton.
And I just want to share the comments with you because it's like, aha, you look at the picture, that's funny.
Yeah,
but people bring it.
Okay, Planet Boob.
My favorite, this is the most efficient comment.
Okay.
Neptune.
Oh my God, that's so perfect. Neptune.
Somebody said, we're about to set up our first base on the moon. This planet is second base.
Oh, God, that's good. That's well done.
The Big Nipper.
Oh, God.
I like this one. Do you fly there or motorboat?
Oh, wow. That's perfect.
Best kept secret in the galaxy. That's why our galaxy is called the Milky Way.
Oh, my. Yes.
And one to just leave it. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Aurora Borealis.
Oh, man, that is perfect. I hope that's a real planet and it wasn't just Photoshopped. If that gives NASA, inspiration to keep going further into space.
This is why guys care more about space than ladies sometimes.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you proudly by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have Teresa and Mark ready to go at it. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So we want to warm things up with a question, starting with Teresa. What's your favorite thing to do that doesn't cost much?
Either reading or walking.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
just can't do them both at the same time.
It's hard.
Yeah.
If you can. Good for you. Mark, what about you? What's your favorite thing to do that doesn't cost much?
I love going to trivia nights at restaurants and ordering a water.
That'll show them.
Oh, yeah. The staff and the owner loves you.
All right.
Let's begin our trivia questions gender war style.
Okay, Teresa. Multiple choice is how we start. New Titans coach, Robert Saleh, is he formerly the coach of the 49ers, the Cowboys, or the Patriots?
Patriots.
No. He came from the 49ers.
Okay.
I'm going to leave my Mike Vrabel joke out. Okay, Mark. In Pretty Woman, was Richard Gere's character afraid of spiders, heights, or dogs?
Heights is right.
Just watched it the other night.
Oh, wow.
And drank a full glass of water. Here we go. Teresa, Steve Rogers is the real name of what member of the Avengers? Steve Rogers.
I have no earthly idea.
No idea?
Nope.
No guess?
No.
Captain America. All right. That means if you get this one right, Mark, you wrap up a victory.
Mark, what part of your face would you typically apply blush to?
Your cheeks.
Yes,
that
your cheeks.
That is correct.
And we're all done
Mark
already.
Mark has taken the game quite quickly. Teresa, you're a great sport. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Mark, you get your choice of tickets to see Journey or the Black Crowes.
Nice.
Which do you choose?
Yeah, Black Crowes.
Black Crowes.
Very cool.
Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
The scenario, what would the world be like if women disappeared from the planet for 24 hours? And mentioned that I would be able to hit the brakes of the car without an audible squeal from the passenger seat. Or not really a squeal, but more of a gasp.
Yeah.
Did you see that tree 45 yards away?
You wouldn't have the grabbing of the dashboard when a car looks like it might pull out 4 miles ahead.
Right. And the brakes that don't work on her side.
The imaginary breaks. I like those.
Yes. Most of the ladies have just mentioned that the world would just go to hell immediately.
I like Amanda. She said, I think the world would run out of beer and microwave dinners real fast.
Yes.
There would be no prepping of any. There would be so much eating over the sink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or at gas stations.
Everybody will be eating gas station sushi. Sherry says, the world will seriously come to an end within 2 hours. You know y'all need us, Woody. Well, yes, we do need women. We do.
Woody? I love how she addressed you personally.
It's like, it's my idea.
I'm going to say something just to Woody.
Just to you.
Felicia said, the world would be just like my house, an absolute disaster. It wouldn't take long, I think, for civilization to crumble.
Yeah. Larry in Murfreesboro texted, says, I think that everyone would become prison gay. Okay. Would it take that long? That's, 24 hours? Just, okay.
That's,
there are no women. We got to do what we got to do.
He's taking it places.
Yes. Yes. He's, it's like he's waiting for the opportunity.
And we had Robin text in just a little bit ago, 615-553-0933, saying men would never know when they were wrong.
That's true.
If women were gone. There would be so little correction.
Yeah. You know what? Because right now, pretty much men are running the world. And look at the state of the world right now. Maybe the men should disappear for 24 hours. Let the ladies fix things.
I think that would be a really, you know what? Let's throw that out there for tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little after 7.
Yeah.
What would the world be like if men disappeared for 24 hours? I'd love to hear your answers.
It would be a utopia. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. I went to a high school in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we had Wawa convenience stores there. And I guess they're moving into our area. There's a new one that's going to be opening in Clarksville on June 18th.
And Stephanie has texted in and says, hey, Woody, we're getting a Wawa in Murfreesboro.
I said, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. She says it's off Veterans across from St. Thomas West Lawn on the opposite side of Murfreesboro, so it's not close to the new Buc-ee's.
I know exactly where that is. That's about as far away from Buc-ee's as you can get. It's, okay. It's a long way. But yeah, I guess they're saying that Wawa is kind of a mini Buc-ee's.
Yes. I mean, it's supposed to be like better than a regular gas station, but not quite in Buc-ee's territory.
Yeah, not like, you know, the gas station and Walmart had a baby together, which is what Buc-ee's is pretty much.
Oh, yeah, but way better.
Yeah, way better.
Woody, they opened the Buc-ee's in Murfreesboro yet?
No.
Have you visited the site recently? Because you used to go and just watch, like, let's go visit the field where there's going to be a Buc-ee's. Like somehow helping it along.
It pretty much was just, you know, dirt.
Four sticks indicating the property
and now,
lines.
Yeah, they have the sticks and like, you know, the ropes in between, you know. Okay. And there's some barrels out there now.
They
and
lay down some like gravel?
There's some construction equipment out there and some gravel. So it's getting, I have to admit, I haven't visited that part of town in a while, but I'm due.
Yeah.
I should stop on my way home today.
It needs your help and support.
Because it's right out there.
Staring at the empty space right where Buc-ee's will be.
Right off of I-24 on Joe Jackson. That's where it is. I know exactly where it is. And I don't know, when are we getting the new Wawa? Did she mention?
She doesn't say in the text when they're going to open up. Yeah. I mean, if Clarksville is opening up now, I'm sure it's going to be a few months.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wonder if the Buc-ee's and the Wawa people hate each other.
Yeah.
Are they each other's nemesis? Do, like, if they have to drive by the other people's property, go...
They're going to be either best friends or hate each other.
They would fight make out.
It's kind of like, you know, Dr. Pepper versus Mr. Pibb. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's been a month since Waymo started officially driving people around town with no driver in the driver's seat.
Yes.
Maybe you've seen them yourself, or maybe you've seen the videos in your feed.
I'll be stuck here forever. Look at him. They're all jamming it up. They don't know the train's moving. Look at this. This is a shot. show, boy.
Well, a new law passed yesterday says that Nashville police can issue driverless cars traffic citations.
Wow.
So if they're doing something weird that you or I would get a citation for, they can get one too. It has to be paid for by whoever the car is registered to, which is basically the parent company is Google.
All right.
So Google gets a ticket. I wonder how they'll afford it.
We'll all agree that there's not enough bars owned by country singers downtown.
Yeah, there should be some.
Yeah, there's going to be a new one. Kane Brown has a place that's opening on June 18th. So
this is one of those things where I go, didn't he already have one? I thought they all did. People are upset because there's word that the Country Music Hall of Fame may induct Taylor Swift. And if that's the case, she would be the youngest ever. The second youngest inductee into the Hall of Fame, Vince Gill, unofficial mayor of Nashville, says he would completely support her getting into the Hall of Fame. So it may happen, but there's just like everybody else out there, they're going to say, she ain't country, as they've said with pretty much every artist in the last 40 years.
Shania Twain and everybody, oh, she ain't country.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up. Maybe you woke up early and you weren't worried about anything, so why don't we give you something to worry about?
Okay.
Of course, the people got off the cruise, you know, the Hantavirus,
right.
And now they're being isolated. They're in quarantine, and I guess President Trump said the same thing he said like 6 years ago when COVID first started, which was, yeah, we got it under control. It's going to be fine.
Right.
And then he said exactly the same thing. We have it under control. It's going to be fine. Okay. Where's Dr. Fauci? We need the Fauci back. Where's the Fauci? but they are in quarantine, but they say that it is not mandatory that they can leave whenever they want. They're in Nebraska. And, you know, they're not making them stay there. They're doing it voluntarily.
But they've got that little red dot probably following them around on their skin.
But they could, I guess they said they could leave any time. So, you know,
that's weird.
It could be a weird outbreak. I mean, where should we be worried the most? Peyton Manning is trying to warn us for years.
Omaha! Because that's in Nebraska.
That's in Nebraska. That's where they are. It's in Omaha.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a long setup to get to that kind of a joke almost. But hey.
It was a bit of a walk
for
a small drink.
But it's under control. We're all going to be fine. Omaha! What are we doing the rest of the day?
I bought the Blackstone griddle yesterday.
Yes, you did.
So today I'm going to assemble it.
Yes.
And hopefully won't burn the house down. I'll be doing it outside. And then I'm going to season it, and then I think we're going to cook smash burgers. Celebrate having the griddle.
Oh, that'll be awesome, yeah.
What do you got going?
Going to get a haircut. I got a note on my door that I have something I have to pick up at the post office. Hopefully it'll be something good.
Yeah.
It'll be like a check instead of a summons. I don't know what it's going to be. I guess I'll find out when I get there.
That's right. You've been served. That's how they get you.
You've been served, sucker. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.